Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Today, we're facing some pretty interesting times, but we have some good news today. Think about this. Harvard Business School. Harvard Business School is beginning to talk about, we're about to see in a moment, about how important democracy and faith is, how important democracy and religious practices are. Because in democracy, we're about to hear, it depends on people choosing to obey the law. Take a look.
Some time ago, I had a conversation with a Marxist economist from China. He was coming to the end of a Fulbright fellowship here in Boston, and I asked him if he had learned anything that was surprising or unexpected. And without any hesitation, he said, "Yeah, I had no idea how critical religion is to the functioning of democracy. The reason why democracy works," he said, "is not because the government was designed to oversee what everybody does, but rather democracy works because most people, most of the time, voluntarily choose to obey the law. And in your past, most Americans attended a church or a synagogue every week, and they were taught there by people who they respected." My friend went on to say that Americans followed these rules because they had come to believe that they weren't just accountable to society, they were accountable to God. My Chinese friend heightened a vague but nagging concern I've harbored inside that as religion loses its influence over the lives of Americans, what will happen to our democracy? Where are the institutions that are going to teach the next generation of Americans that they too need to voluntarily choose to obey the laws? Because if you take away religion, you can't hire enough police.
Think about that. You think about that. You cannot hire enough police. I mean, we're looking right here at what took place just a few hours ago in Baltimore. And in democracy, what they were saying at Harvard Business School, and we thank God for them speaking this truth, that it wasn't the fact that men feared men is why they obey the laws in democracy. It's because the gospel's preached, because it's a Judeo-Christian nation. And what he discovered, what he was telling this Harvard professor, is that democracy does not work without faith, because we have to choose to obey the laws that are there. And the fear of man does not do that, but a fear of God. And that is so important. But the only way that we will fear God, if we acknowledge God. We're seeing some things happen today. The only thing you can explain is the way, it's an easy explanation. They are not aware of God. And the God they're talking about is not the God that is, because they have no fear of God. And they're disobeying the Constitution. They're disobeying, all these laws. And I'm talking about not just, people that took place in Baltimore, what took place in other areas, but I'm talking in Washington, D.C. They're actually disobeying these laws. And the key to it is what this particular Harvard professor is talking about, is we have to remember that there is no democracy. There is no democracy without God, because it's a government by the people and for the people, but all of our rights come from God. But once you move God out of that paradigm, there is no democracy anymore. All we have is tyranny. And I just thank God for that. It's just so encouraging.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.